Short-term manure storage is a practice many producers use to manage their manure and field activities. It's also the type of activity which often generates questions. To answer those questions, we're speaking with Chris Ullman, CFO Extension Specialist with Alberta Agriculture. Chris, let's start with the purpose of short-term manure storage. What's it used for?
Well, Caitlin, short-term manure storage is really a management tool that producers have and use for a variety of reasons. The big one is to avoid spreading when the potential for runoff losses is really high. So, for example, if the ground's frozen or saturated or flooded, those would be times when the producer wants to store that manure until there's a better time to get on the field. They may also want to use that storage to store manure for a period of time until they've accumulated it enough that it's worth going out and spreading at an agronomic rate. And then I have a few producers that use these temporary sites for composting in the field. So they'll set up their windrows and turn there, and then when the compost is ready, haul it out and spread on the field then.
Let's talk about regulations. What regulations are there about this area?
Well, short-term manure storage is a practice that's regulated by the Agricultural Operation Practices Act. And so these are the rules that are in place to protect surface water, groundwater, and, of course, soil from nutrient accumulation. These rules are also in place to reduce impacts on neighbors. So producers need to meet those setbacks from neighbors, setbacks from water bodies, water wells, and be above groundwater as well and stay out of those flooded areas. Really, we're looking at protecting water quality and reducing neighbor impacts. So as the name suggests, a site has to be short-term and temporary. So example, if you went and used that storage in early November and then spread out in May, that would be about 7 months, and you can't use that spot again for another 2 years.
If producers want more information on this, Chris, what do you recommend?
Well, Caitlin, really the number one tool I use for explaining the Act is the 2008 reference guide. It's got all the rules and setbacks in a format that's nice and easy to read. It's the number one document that I hand out. And to get a copy, you could contact publications. You could look it up on our AOPA legislation webpage. Or, of course, you can speak to one of the three CFO Extension specialists, and we'd be very happy to give you a copy as well. And the easy way to catch us is to call 310 Farm and ask to speak to the specialist in your region.
If you'd like more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310 Farm, 310-3276, or go to www.agriculture.alberta.ca/AOPA.